Okay, so someone wrote in a question about the first kind of dependence, causal dependence, and they said, is it correct to say that something we experience as a result today is going to become a cause in the future? Therefore, the way we handle each experience will affect the ripening in the future. Okay. So in general, anything that is an effect is also a cause. It's not a cause of its cause, it's a cause of another effect. Okay? And that is because anything that's produced is impermanent. It arose depending on conditioning factors, and so it by its own nature is impermanent and will serve as a conditioning factor for something else. You know, so that's in general. You plant a seed, a tree grows, the tree produces more seeds that then produce more trees and, you know, our chicken and egg. Okay? Then this question I think is also talking about karma. You know, we do an action now. Yes. We do an action now. And then it ripens in the future. And then how we respond to the way it ripened, to the situation that we're in, will create more karma, which will bring about more future results. And so that's why the thought training process, the thought training teachings are so valuable. Always better somewhere else. When you're down, you want to be up, and when you're up, you want to be down. That's our mind, isn't it? Okay, so that's why the thought training process is so valuable, because, you know, karma ripens, we experience something we don't like, somebody says something, somebody does something, it pushes our buttons, okay? And then, if we just react in the same old way, you know, and we all have our patterns and how we do that, it's kind of like push button, you know, and we act that out, then that just creates more karma for similar kinds of situations and for similar kind of behavior in the future. Whereas if we practice the thought training, that unpleasant situation could happen. But then we stop and we realize we have a choice, and we, you know, work with our mind, we let go of the upset or the anger, whatever was going on, the attachment, the jealousy, we let go of that. And, you know, by our mind responding in a different way, then our speech and our actions will follow suit. Okay? And so that's where we stop that continuing thing of karma, you know, just going on and on. And instead, we're creating a new result. Or we're creating a new cause for a different kind of result. Okay? You getting it? Yeah. Okay.
For the cause for taking refuge, when you put consider that if you continue to live your life on automatic, be aware of the suffering of the future. The automatic is the place that you're speaking about.
Right, you just do the same old thing. Yeah. You live on automatic.